This is VOA News. Marissa Melton. Reuters is reporting that flags at 10 Downing Street have been lowered after the killing of British lawmaker David Amos. The Conservative Party member was stabbed Friday by a man who walked into his constituency meeting in Essex in the English southeast. Local police did not confirm Amos as the victim, but said a man had been arrested on suspicion of murder after another man had been stabbed and died. Essex police said they had a man in custody who was age 25 and a knife was recovered. They added, "We are not looking for anyone else in connection with this incident." Tributes are pouring in for the longtime member of parliament. This was the second fatal attack on a member of the British Parliament since 2016, when pro-EU lawmaker Joe Cox was murdered by a far-right extremist in the run-up to the Brexit referendum. Another lawmaker, Stephen Timms, was stabbed multiple times during an event in 2010, but he recovered from potentially life-threatening injuries and is still a member of parliament today. A bomb explosion tore through a Shiite mosque in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar city during Friday afternoon mass prayers, killing or injuring dozens of worshippers. Reuters news agency quotes an Afghan health official as saying the toll has risen to at least 33 dead and 73 wounded. Taliban officials have confirmed the bombing. They've said nothing about the number of casualties. It was not immediately known whether the attack was the work of a suicide bomber, nor whether there were any claims of responsibility. Last Friday, a powerful suicide bombing of a Shiite mosque in the northeastern Afghan city of Kunduz killed at least 150 worshippers and injured many more. Islamic State Khorasan claimed responsibility for that attack. VOA News. Protesters massed at some of Italy's major ports Friday as thousands took to the streets against the introduction of one of the world's toughest COVID pass regimes. The government is braced for widespread disruption by Italians who are angry at the extension of the coronavirus green pass to all workers after a demonstration last weekend sparked violent clashes in Rome. More than 6,500 people demonstrated at the northeastern port of Trieste, according to local government estimates, although the regional president insisted that the port was still in operation. Dock workers at Trieste have threatened to go on strike indefinitely. Delays were reported at the northwestern port of Genoa, where about 300 people blocked an entrance. Pockets of protests broke out across Italy. Bigger demonstrations were called for later in the day. Starting Friday, all workers in Italy must show a green pass offering proof of vaccination, recent recovery from COVID-19, or a negative test, or face being declared absent without pay. More than 85% of Italians over the age of 12 have gotten at least one shot, so they automatically qualify for the pass. But up to 3 million workers are estimated to be unvaccinated, and most will only be able to work if they pay for their own COVID tests. Taiwanese officials have set up an independent commission to investigate the conditions at a run-down building where a fire killed 46 people. Outside the cordoned off and charred building, a Taoist priest chanted a prayer for those who died. Many were elderly or infirm residents unable to escape the 13-story building after the fire began on the ground floor. City administrators say fire safety inspectors had not been able to access the building recently because the doors were always locked. Authorities were also looking into what caused the fire. Local reports say a resident who allegedly discarded a burning incense coil in a trash can was being questioned by police. Mexico City prosecutors announced they will bring criminal charges against several people and companies for construction and design defects that caused a subway line collapse in May and that killed 26 people. The city attorney general said studies found the construction defects, like poor welds, caused the collapse. And the U.S. State Department says next month's presidential elections in Nicaragua have lost all credibility because of President Daniel Ortega's arrests of critics and seven potential challengers. Starting in May, Ortega began arresting almost any public figure who disagreed with him, including people who fought alongside him in the country's 1979 revolution. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.